For the purpose, critique, and education, the Shiny Squirrel podcast is now proud to present.
And review.
Well, I got that in there.
Okay.
Critique, review, and education. Okay. I have it written down in front
of me.
I'm
just giving you a hard
time. That's all right. Hey, listen.
It's time for Madonna.
You're Mabel's son, so who knows what you guys have squirreled in your guys' brain. That's why you named it a Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network. Who knows?
It's Madonna Uniquities number 14. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Jersey Mike, junior host. Number 14 is a good number. When you were growing up, you hit that 13, you hit 14, you felt like you're getting older. Now, when you hit your mid-40s, you want to go back to being 14, just live it differently.
You're like,
that's okay.
I'm an adult. You need to treat me like an adult. And then you trip and fall and hit your funny bone on your knee, and you're just like, Mommy!
That's it. And then once you realize, there's a song out that I really love called The Real World. If you listen to the lyrics, they say, wait till you join the real world. You're one of us. Yeah, well, let's get some Madonna joy.
Well, here's a little bit of Madonna news. Billboard magazine released some statistic information. Madonna is still number one far as top women of all sales of all time. So this, and anybody who knows or doesn't know, Billboard got established since 1958. So this is looking at the full record all the way back. Madonna is still number one over people like Barbra Streisand, Whitney Houston. She's had 38 top 10 hits and 12 number one hits.
Wow.
Wow. It's
speechless. Wow.
Still there. I mean, we could do, that would be like 4 hours of playing her songs podcast back to back.
You could do Madonna the way she does things. Reinventing herself now with the music, the MDNA or the skincare, her music, acting,
makeup,
producing, makeup,
sales lines.
Yeah, you know what all I gotta say is, wow.
Wow.
Like one of her things, I'm speechless.
So what I've done here is I've dug out from the archives a couple of soundboard live clips.
Wow.
You're gonna love, and just not clips, the whole song, okay?
No, I can see some of the pictures of her up there. I'm like, wow, that's 1984, the Virgin Tour.
Well, this one comes from live in Portland. I had to pick Portland. This is Soundboard, Portland. April 15th, 1985, this is Borderline. It's Soundboard, so which means it's a whole different ball of recording.
Aren't you having fun? Won't you be a prisoner to me? Won't you set me free?
right, so have you ever heard such a soundboard recording like that of Madonna?
No.
I mean, I've listened to the live concerts, the other cuts that we played, but the soundboard concert is just more wholesome because generally the artist doesn't know they're being recorded, and it's just like you get this relaxed, different professional mode that they're in. They're in the game zone.
This brings me back to actually going to Madison Square Garden, the Virgin Tour, and seeing her dressed like that. The BC Boys opened up for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth, she had them all on stage after they were throwing their clothes off and stuff. And I don't know if it was Material Girl or like a virgin, but can I tell you something? Just like you said, these are events in your life you never forget.
You're never going to... No. It's just part of you. It becomes part of you, you
just
know?
Like this soundboard thing. This is incredible. This is part of history that'll never come back.
Yeah, and so the second track that I picked out is from still also a soundboard, but not Portland. This is live from the Los Angeles Universal Amphitheater. Portland, she did like a three-night stand in Seattle. Then it was a two-night stand in Portland. And then it was down to Los Angeles for the three-night stand in the Universal Amphitheater.
I heard Portland does very nice Christmas decorations. It's a city you have to visit.
They do.
I hear it's one of the most cleanest, crispest areas for the lights and all the whole ball of wax. It's amazing.
The Portland Zoo puts on an awesome festival of zoo lights, I call it.
Oh, wow.
The Speedway puts out an awesome thing. They put all these crisps. It's one of those things that you just got to go do and visit.
So everybody go to Portland and listen to the soundboard of Madonna during the holidays.
So, Vision Sound Quest, the movie Vision Sound Quest, Gambler. I never heard her do the live version of Gambler. This is such, I started to listen to it. It's like, stop, let's rewind the tape. This is a treat. So here it is, Gambler Live Soundboard, Los Angeles. What do you think of that? Gambler Live, soundboard. Damn it. I love it.
Vision Quest all over again. going back to high school, blah, 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 blah. I wasn't a jock, but I have relatives in Pittsburgh, so that song hits home where that movie was based.
It's one of the, to have never heard it live like that before, and not knowing it, even, I didn't even know she did it in concert. And now to experience it, you know, what, 37 years? Oh. Or see, 31 years later, 32 Ooh. Years later, beyond career. That's a Christmas present right there.
That's
for
our
me.
Christmas present for everybody, including ourselves. You found it. Mabel had nothing to do with blocking it, so I'm glad about that. Ha ha, Mabel. Merry Christmas.
Well, also here, a little starters for the next Madonna Uniquities. We're going to start it out with another Christmas present for you. It's the extended dance mix 12-inch vinyl version of Gambler.
Oh, back-to-back Gamblers. So living in Vegas? How much sweeter does it get than that?